Hello and welcome to your Eagles update for Wednesday, December 11th. And the big news of the day at the NovaCare Complex, quarterback Nick Foles gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. This is the 19th time the Eagles have been featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And we talked to the quarterback today about what it means for him and whether or not he's worried about the SI cover jinx.
No, you know, it's a great honor, but, you know, when I look at it, it's a team thing. You know, our team's been doing well. We've had a lot of success as a team, but we also know that we have a lot of work to do. So it's a great honor for this organization, but I don't look at anything past that.
Now, Foles says that it is more of a team recognition, and one of his teammates who's made perhaps the biggest impact this season is his partner in the backfield, LeSean McCoy, who is coming off the franchise record 217 rushing yards against the Lions. And LeSean McCoy leads the entire NFL in rushing. And Shady talked on Wednesday about whether or not he considers himself to be the best running back in the league.
He does have vision. I think you calculate all the backs that are top guys. You look at what they do special. I look at myself and watch myself on tape. I would say vision. Very elusive.
At 8-5, the Eagles sit alone atop the NFC East, but they are not worried about a trap game this week against the 3-9-1 Minnesota Vikings. That's according to both head coach Chip Kelly and the players in the locker room.
And we're just a one-week operation, so you know, I literally was thinking of the Vikings game running off the field on Sunday. So
just it's as simple as it's being said. Just focus on this game. No need to worry about what's ahead because you know, this is what's important. This is in front of us, and in order to get to where we want to go, we got to handle this first.
And finally, we end on a lighter note. The man who was named the Ed Block Courage Award winner earlier this week, center Jason Kelce, has been sporting that mammoth beard all season long, and this week he'll be going up against a Vikings team, and he says that beard, the inspiration came from the Vikings.
We both got all fired up, so we grew our beards out 2 years ago, and I just decided to do it again this year. But no, it'll stay on against the Vikings.
Thanks for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Remember that Eagles Live returns Thursday at noon with Dave Spadaro. We'll hear one more time from Chip Kelly before the game on Sunday against the Vikings. I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching.